Hi, thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes.
Hi, John. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You know, it's Monday, already running around like crazy. It's always a good problem to have, though, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. So, John, it looks like your file was sent over to me by Tara. You know, I know she does a great job of kind of outlining the basics of the program, but did you have any question at all besides the price, like kind of how it works, what's going on?
Well, yeah, I'd like, you know, I mean, so what keywords do you use to, you just use the one keyword excavation, or do you use, can we set that up? How does that work?
Oh, that's a great question. So, with the program, you're actually allowed up to 15 keyword phrases for the map section of Google, just as long as they're services you're offering. So they're actual keyword phrases, not just like the single keyword. So if somebody's searching excavation near me, or if they're searching for demolition for, you know, homes or buildings or, you know, actual keyword phrases, then you would be popping up as a top recommended option.
Okay.
So, yeah, we don't just limit you to just one thing, but the great thing with our services here, John, is you can tailor fit them at any point. So if you're wanting to do a little bit more of one thing than the other, then we'll get you, you know, the top for that, kind of change it out, make more multiple keyword phrases for that one thing so that you'd be coming up more readily and getting that business for that. Does that kind of make sense?
Sure, sure. And, again, what's the name of your company?
Yeah, the name of our company is Local Splash, like a splash of water. You could just Google us. I can also send you over some information right now. You've received text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm kind of a visual person myself, so I like to have things to look at. It looks like Tara did put in a promotional rate for you because you're a year and under. So it does reduce our prices about 60%. So I'll send you over our pricing page and website so you can see some of our back statistics and who we are as a company. Just keep in mind that the prices on our website are going to be much higher than what I'll be able to quote you. So I don't want you to, you know, get worried about those prices on there. I'm texting that over right now. Let me know when that comes through.
Okay. Also, another question is this a monthly payment, yearly, or how does that work?
Yeah, love it. So, yes, that's another great question. So it's month to month. There are no contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes, no lead fees, nothing like that. I'm not sure if you know, but any marketing you do for your company as well is also a tax write-off. So, you know, that's always a good thing to have as well.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't lock you into anything. So we're a performance-based company. We actually want to earn your business month in and month out. Did that come through there, that text?
Yeah, I just got it here.
Okay, wonderful. So what you'll see here, John, is a little bit about us. You know, we do have a 4.9 satisfaction rate, over 10,000 clients. We've actually been in business 19 years this December. You'll see our Google Ad Partnership badge. You're able to press on that, and it will take you to a page that you can go to the Google Partner Directory itself and actually verify that we are partnered directly with Google. Below that is going to be our packages. So the Platinum, the Platinum Premier, and the Ideal. The Platinum, everything that I'm kind of looking at here in the notes, the Platinum is going to be the best fit for you. Now, Tara did put you're going 70 miles, though. I mean, is that something you typically like to do, or is it just,
Yeah, if it's local, but yeah, I'll go 70 miles if the job is, you know, a good job to take on.
Yeah, I mean, I know with gas prices these days, you probably want to stay more local, and even within your zip code, there's definitely not a lack of work to be had there. You're in the 76706 zip code, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, that we can definitely get you a lot more local work, so you're not having to travel too far. So, I would say that the Platinum package would be the best fit for you, and that'll give you still about a 50-mile radius, so fairly close to that. And then you'll be able to target the specific cities and zip codes that you're wanting to target. So with that, we'll get you the first page of the map section. We do get your company within a sponsored Facebook ad campaign. So essentially, John, those are retargeted ads to where when somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their Facebook, your ad will be popping up there on their Facebook. So Facebook will recognize that person as a potential client for you. We do get your company on Bing's first page, which is Microsoft search engine on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as the top directory listings for content creation. So, like, you know, Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, anywhere that somebody is going to be looking for your services, we're going to make sure that you're a top recommended option there. So it does also come with a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So, I mean, we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving. You can even see the location of the searches that are performed. So you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account going on. So, I mean, how does all that sound to you?
Well, I mean, it sounds good. You know, obviously that gets the name out there, which is good. So now we get to cost, right?
So absolutely. So John, I'm sure you can see there that normally the price of the program is $599 with a $299 setup fee. I can actually reduce that rate to just $299 with a $99 setup fee. So the first month it would be $398 and then $299 there going forward. So I mean, I'm sure that's something you could fit into the budget, right?
Well, yeah, if I get work, obviously.
Well, let's just say for excavation. Well, okay, let me ask you this then. What's kind of your bread and butter? Like, do you do more demolition or excavation? I mean, I see you're doing...
It varies. We take on just almost anything we can get hold of right now, being a new business. You know, it could be trenching, it could be driveway work, it could be culverts, you know, demolition, you know, there's several things that we've done, so.
Well, let me ask you this then. What job gets you the most money, like, out of excavation and demolition? Which ones do you charge typically more for?
Demolition.
Okay, so for demolition in the past 30 days, in Waco, it looks like there were actually 1,124 searches done. So even if you got just 1% of that, which obviously we want to get you more than that, but if you got 1%, that'd be 11 jobs. So I'm sure that would be more than a return on your investment, right?
Sure.
So, and you know, and I can tell you, John, that Google is 100 times more effective than knocking on doors. I mean, this is really where everybody is going to look for your services. In fact, 87% of consumers are going to look for your services there. And then from that point, 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are starting and stopping with the companies there on the first page. So people just, you know, less than 1% of consumers are going to, like, you know, the directory listings or to Google Ads. I mean, I don't know about if you've ever done that. If you've ever searched for something, you see an ad, you go right to the map section where you can actually see, like, a website, some directions, see an actual Google business profile.
Yeah.
That's. I don't know what it is in us that's instinctively we're just like, I'm going to skip over the ads and go to where I can actually see more information about this company. So that's what we'll have you listed as that top recommended option. And, you know, I know that Tara does a great job, but, you know, the other companies right now, Choice Land Clearing, Waco, Chilling's Excavation. So these are the companies that we would have you listed with.
Okay.
So, I mean, and ultimately, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I have to make a decision on the phone right now. Is that what you're, is that what we're looking at? Or can I have, you know, a couple hours to think about it? Or how does that work?
So here's the thing is, since we are directly partnered with Google, it's just these listings are on a first-come, first-served basis. So there's only so many available positions on that first page. So it just wouldn't be fair to you if we, you know, signed you up and then worked with somebody else in the area doing the same thing as you. Somebody is going to be getting more results than the other person, right, since there's only so many spots on that first page. So in order for us to maintain our clients, you know, to be clients, we need to only work with them in that area at a time. Does that kind of make sense?
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, I don't know when the listings get filled. I have no control over that. I mean, it's either filled with you or it could be filled with the next 2 to 3 phone calls. I mean, it typically in a larger area, it doesn't take that long. I mean, you're not located in, like, the sticks of Alabama, you know? I mean, Waco has a pretty big population. So, it just depends. It's really, you know, when it gets filled, I just don't know. But...
Are y'all located in Waco?
No, we're in Southern California.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're located within 15 miles of the Google headquarters itself, so Google actually comes into our office and trains us on their services, and then it does give us access to their algorithm, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Man, that's a decision I have to make right now, and I'm,
Okay, we're good, John.
It would have been a no-brainer last week, but I just signed up for Angie's leads last week as well, so, that's a cost, so that's an expense that.
Have you gotten any jobs out of it? Out of Angie's?
I just now started it last week. We hadn't even got the profile set up yet. So, on Friday. So
I can do this for you, okay? I work with a lot of Angie's clients, and, my boss, I know he'll let me kind of do something to finagle it since you're already working with Angie's just to make it a little bit more reasonable for you. I could talk to him about at least waiving that setup fee. And then the other thing I could do for you is I know you don't have a website yet, right? You're not in the works of one?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So our websites are typically $2,500 for the initial startup for the website. I can actually talk to him about including one for you at no additional cost. And we do really amazing websites. I mean, they are definitely beautiful websites that you have a lot of features you can add. And, you know, it's 2023. I mean, it says a lot about your company that you've gone this long without a website, but it is really important to have something that even if somebody refers you, they can show who you are and, you know, the type of work you're doing. If I can get him to do both of those, do you think that that's something that you can move forward with then?
So you're looking at how much a month for them? Just the $299?
Yeah, so it'd be just the $299 to get you started and then the website included. So it wouldn't cost you anything additional.
And we work with somebody there to help set up the website, or how does that work?
Yeah, here, let me text you over this. It's kind of an example of a website for an excavation company, so you can get an idea of what it would look like. But our websites are optimized, managed, maintained. They're 100% Google compliant. We would set it up for you. If you have pictures of your work or anything like that, of course you can send that in, and you know we'll attach it to the website. But then with the websites in the reporting dashboard, you have the ability to see your website there. And if you want to change anything to your website at any given time, you're able to do that yourself. There's unlimited upgrades to the website. But if you don't want to take care of it, you know, if you get too busy or whatever it may be and you need something changed, of course we can take care of that too. It's just, you know, you have that freedom to kind of take care of all of that as well. So the example I set over is, you know, it's just for excavating. Obviously, we would add other things to what you're doing, but just to kind of give you that idea. And, you know, of course, you, there's 5 pages on here. You're able to add more pages. I'm not sure if you want something a little bit more simple or a little bit more, you know, expanded, but you, at least that 5 pages, you get an idea of services that you do, what you're about, your gallery, contact. They can leave reviews to any of your directory listings as well as to Google. You can set up things like scheduling, you know, payment directly through the website. There's a lot here that you can add to the website, but this is just kind of a basic idea to start.
Okay. Well, that helps out. That helps out a lot.
So, absolutely.
And so there's no contracts, nothing like that. If I want to drop out, I just call you and drop out and sit that way, or how does that work?
So, John, we ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. You know, this doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. This is just to get the most added benefit from the position and see a return on investment. But that, yes, it's month to month. If you, I'll read a voice verification to you once I get you all signed up, but I'll just basically state in that that if you decide you don't want to continue, you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due.
Oh man, let's give it a try.
Okay. And I did get him to approve that, by the way. So, we can go ahead and waive the setup fee and then, get you this website. Okay. So.
Sure.
All right. Perfect, John. I'm super excited for you. I know you're going to love this. So, now your last name is Sanders, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and Tara did talk to your son earlier. Do you want his number listed as, like, the contact number, or do you want your number listed as the contact number?
Are you talking for contact number for the business? You can use, well, you can use his.
Or okay.
Just put my number on there. That'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, and Tara told me when she was talking to him earlier, he was like kind of confused. So maybe it's better to have your number on there. But, you know, one of the things that we can do for you is, if you're interested, you don't have to make the decision right now or anything, but, we can add something called a call tracking number, and it's completely included. It doesn't cost you anything else, but the call tracking number is basically a number that's listed online. That's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. And you can add more than one number to that. So if you're busy and you want him to take the calls, then you can add his number and, you know, vice versa. So that's something completely included if you want to do that. And it helps you to track all the calls directly from Google. So it's kind of a nice tool to have.
Yeah, I'd definitely be interested in doing that. So.
Okay. I'll make sure that they get that. And now, what's the best email for you?
It's X. It's an X-ray. O-R. Mm-hmm. N is in Nancy. A is in Apple. C is in Cat. 111 at yahoo.com.
Okay. What is that? X? Excornic? Is that like initials?
Yeah, it's an old account, but that's just the way it's been.
You said it's at Gmail, right?
No, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Sorry, my brain just automatically goes to Gmail. okay.
My kids tell me I'm old because I've still got a Yahoo account, but whatever.
You know, at least you don't have like Hotmail or one of those. Really, I run into people with the weirdest emails sometimes. Yahoo is actually pretty normal. But I'll go ahead here, John, and send you over an email from my email. It's going to have everything included in the package as well as the pricing. You'll also be emailed an invoice, so you can use that for your tax purposes. You know, just make sure you hold on to that. But my email that I'm sending right now, it's going to have my extension and phone number in it. And you'll have a whole account management team that's going to be backing you Monday through Friday. But I'm always here as a resource. So if you need something escalated, whatever it may be. I may not have the answer, but you can always reach out to me and, you know, let me know, and I'll make sure to get somebody that'll get it to you right away. Okay?
So, okay. Yep.
Now, the best address for you, John, is it going to be the 707 PV?
Yes.
Okay.
PV Lane, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And now I'm going to just get some basics here about the company. Anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Monday through Friday, probably 8 to 5.
Okay. And then do you have licensing and insurance?
I am insured, yes.
Okay. Is licensing something not required for the state, or?
No, it's not required for the state. Are you talking for business license?
No, not business license, like
okay.
Actual contractor licensing.
It's not required.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like for your area, it doesn't look like there's any required. Now, do you have a logo for your company, or would you like us to create you one?
I do have a logo, yeah.
Okay. And the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes.
And now, you already mentioned you're not working on a website, so you don't have any type of domain yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and we'll be able to get you something as close to your business name as possible, so you can always put it on business cards or something like that. Now, do you have a Facebook business profile yet, or would you like us to create you one?
We do. We have one. It's Waco Residential Excavation on Facebook. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find
it. I also have an Instagram, I think.
Yeah, usually Instagram and Facebook are connected. They're owned by the same people. Let's see.
So it's Waco Excavation on Instagram, but it's Waco Residential Excavation on Facebook.
Okay. And as you know, they'll most likely be able to find it too, but is it under your phone number or your son's, do you know?
I think it's under mine.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll keep looking for that. So I already kind of know the work you're doing. Is there anything else that you kind of want mentioned just right now as far as excavation, demolition, you know, just a couple other things?
I do driveways, utility trenching, retaining walls.
Okay.
We do RV pad sites.
Okay.
What does that mean
exactly, RV pad sites? Like, what do you do?
Well, it's actually, you know, like, actually we do, like, modular home or, you know, mobile trailer house site. So if
okay.
somebody buys a modular home, you know, we clear the land, do the, get it leveled up and do all that. I do the grading and stuff like that as well. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Culvert.
Every time
yeah, we do culvert.
Does that have to happen when they always move one or?
Oh yeah. Yeah. When they buy a modular home, you have to, have it set up where they can, you know, place it. So you need to clear the ground and, level it out and get it compacted and for them. So.
I mean, I feel like that's a good business to be in. It seems like these days the best way to get into a home of your own is to have a modular home or a trailer
sure.
home. That's what my
yeah,
sister
well,
does
I mean,
and my best friend. So, you know,
yeah.
It's hard to buy a home now, but so I'm
yes,
sure that's a good
is.
Business.
Culverts as well. We do culverts. So.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
We install culverts.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to set you up for a client interview, John. Now, the client interview, it's basically going to be about 20 to 30 minutes. They're just going to get more extensive information about your company. And, you know, depending on how many questions you have, it could last a little bit longer, but typically they're about 20 to 30 minutes. Now, if you wanted to do it later today, I can do it at 3. I have one spot open from 3 to 4, or we can do it tomorrow.
Oh, definitely today. I won't have time tomorrow to do anything else, so very busy tomorrow. So
let me get you in this real quick before it gets booked by somebody else. One second. So, yeah, it'll be from 3 to 4. Again, the whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? So.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, perfect. Got you booked into that. Now, I got all the information I need here. Now, as far as billing goes, John, it's going to be the same address, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. One second. And then, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a debit card. Let me see what I got here. So it's a Bank of America debit card.
So it's a Visa, right?
No, it looks like a MasterCard. Yes, MasterCard.
Okay.
Got two circles on it. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a MasterCard. Yeah. Well, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right. It's 5348.
Mm-hmm.
7500 1304.
Oh wait, sorry.
7535.
Sorry, it's 5348 7500, and then what's after that?
1304.
Okay.
7535.
Okay, and then the expiration?
5 of 28.
And then the security code on the back.
304.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, John, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $299. I'm going to reach you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's... Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Waco Residential Excavation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Sanders, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, John, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So part of being actively involved in your campaign is a email is going to be sent to you, okay? It's going to say, action needed for action needed pictures needed for Google verification, and if you can just reply to that email before your client interview, that's going to be super helpful. If you don't have everything on there, that's completely fine. It's just pictures that they'll need for the Google business profile, but you don't have to have everything. Just send in what you can. So if you can do that before your client interview today, that would be amazing, and just kind of speeding up the process and making sure everything runs smoothly, okay? Now, also, As a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. What this means is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So, and the call tracking number that you're going to be doing is going to really help with any type of other marketers or, you know, any spam callers or anything like that. So it's a good thing you're doing the call tracking number. That'll really help with that. And just getting direct phone calls from potential prospects. So, I am going though to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was that?
And her maiden name was Bogart, B-O-G-A-R-T, Bogart.
Okay, perfect. So now, John, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Sure.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And just basically what that means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, John, we'll take care of everything for you. Just let us know so we know there's no conflict with anything else that might be going on. So, and we do already know about Angie, so we're aware of that. Now,
yeah, well, and I may cancel that. I'm interested in doing what y'all are doing, so I may just cancel Angie. So I do need to change the email address. Let's go ahead and change that email address to Waco Residential Excavation. Do you have the business email address by chance or no?
I don't.
It's Waco.
But let's just finish this real quick, and then I'll get that. I'm almost done.
Okay. Okay.
So now, John, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 9th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months to see a return on your investment and bring the full program to fruition. So the contact number for client support has been emailed and texted to you, but I do suggest it's best to save it in your phone. Your account management team will always call you from that number. So it's just the 877-635-6225. So now do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. So yes, I'll go ahead and change that email right now. What is that email?
The email is WacoExcavation at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wonderful. So, okay, I got that. Now, John, the last thing that I need from you is you should have received a couple of text messages just now. I know you probably have received quite a few of them. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. But you should see one that says, John, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
I got the welcome if you have any questions. To get to your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information.
Here, let me just send you this link on its own. Hold on one second. It's just the link that has everything we discussed in writing. So let me know when that comes through.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you open that up, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So now, Everything included here is what we discussed, the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the My Site custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, live client support. So now the Google guaranteed it, and I believe it might be available for excavating, but that's something you can do in the future. It's like a lead generation service through Google. So, I mean, really, Angie's can be super helpful for people, especially while we get everything up and running for this. Just allow 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. So you'll start generating work from this within about 7 to 14 days from the Facebook ads. But the Angie's could be still good, something good for you right now until you start really getting in that work from Google. But eventually, once you get your Google Business Profile up and running and then the some reviews on there, you can upgrade to Google Guaranteed. Now, this is a much better lead generation service in the fact that the leads are exclusive. So with Angie's, what they do is they send leads to multiple contractors in the area. I've always heard the best way to be successful with Angie's is if you get a lead, call them right away, because they're sending that same lead out to multiple people. And by the time you call them, if you wait a little while, then they've already found someone. So with Google Guaranteed, these are direct leads, so they're not sent to other contractors. So you're not chasing down somebody. But Google Guaranteed is really only for elite businesses, and you have to have that online presence in order to qualify for that. So I'd say in like about a month, you will be pretty much there and able to get Google Guaranteed up and running. But then Google Ads are also something you can upgrade to. The Facebook ads actually have a higher percent conversion than the Google Ads, but you still can upgrade to that at any point. Google Workspace is also something you can do for your company. I don't deal with that. Your account management team might bring it up to you, but it's just basically, where you can have like spreadsheets, docs, work email, stuff like that. So take your time, look this over. If you have any questions, let me know. Then once you're done looking that over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay. And I need to do that right now, or can I look through this, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. If you could do that right now, it'll take you to a page that will be for your reporting dashboard, so I can go over that. But you can take your time, look it over. I'm in no rush, so let me know. It's only about a page, so if you have any questions, just let me know about it.
Just all that we talked about.
Yeah, it's just everything that we discussed. So.
Yeah. All right, I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of credit card, and all information is complete. Okay, so I hit the check mark, but I don't see. Okay, your name, John Sanders, signature. I don't know where to put it.
You type it out in the white box.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you. I don't have a white box on my phone.
It should be right below your name. So you see your name there? It should be right below that. It says, it's an orange box. I'm sorry, it's orange. It says sign.
Yeah, I don't have it. It says signature, then it says your name, John Sanders, to agree to please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below and click confirm signature. But I don't see it on my phone. I can't.
And you're scrolled all the way down?
I got confirmed. Yeah.
Do you have access to your email right now? Can you get on it? Or a computer at all?
Yeah, you can send it to the Zornak.
Okay.
One, I can get it
over there. 1 second. Okay. Okay. Sent it over right now. Should come be there.
Okay.
Do you see it there?
Not yet. Maybe it's coming in now.
Okay. Yeah, it should say Jesse Corcoran, and then it'll say terms.
Yeah, that's, there you go. Okay, so I'll hit that link. Jesse, it may be my dang phone, man.
Yeah. Is it coming up on the computer?
Well, I'm not near a computer that I can do that with. God damn it. I'm at work, so I don't have access to the computers.
Okay. But even on your email on your phone, it's not coming up?
No, I hit the link.
Yeah.
And it takes you to the same spot. So, but it does,
And there's no orange box at the bottom. It should just be right below that, but, I mean, I hear you. I mean, if you don't see it, then that's something that might be a glitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's not there. I'm looking for it.
Okay.
It's not at the bottom, even. I'll have to do it on the computer, I guess, because it won't, that is weird.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You have your client interview today, If you can, go ahead. If you're able to sign it before the client interview, that would be super helpful. If not, they'll have you do it then. And then you'll also have to reply to that email for the pitchers, if you can. So just those two things, just to kind of reiterate, you know, the where it says action needed for pitchers needed for Google verification. And then if you are able to sign this, just because it'll take you to your reporting dashboard. So, I just wanted to kind of go over that a little bit. I'll send you a YouTube video, John, of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can kind of take a look at that. And then you do have my extension and phone number. It's in the email. Other than that, though, I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. I mean, did you have any questions at all? Or?
No, Jesse, I guess. Really, I'll wait for the interview. The only other thing is I want to make sure that, so this, you know, you asked me and I was kind of confused. These local splashes are coming in on my email, but quite frankly, from here on out, we probably need to have them routed through the business, email, don't you think? Or?
Yeah. That's totally fine. I can do that. So you said it's WacoExcavation@gmail.com? Because that wasn't actually coming up as an email. Are you sure there's not anything on that? Or maybe it's residential? Because when I put that in, it just tells me, oh, never mind. First, I was putting it in exactly like that, and it was telling me it wasn't verified, but now it is. So I have it changed to the Waco Excavation. So from here on out, they'll all come to that email. So... yeah.
Okay.
But
all
for
right.
Now on the Zion email, you have the local splash initial invoice. Welcome to Local Splash, and then the action needed, pitchers needed, as well as the term. So just, just if you could take as much care as much as possible before the client interview, that'll be super helpful, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'll get off here shortly and head that way and take care of that, and I'll sign off on that.
The terms.
What is it, the terms, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome, John. Well, I really appreciate it. I know you're going to love this. I'm super excited for your business to grow here on Google and get some marketing for you. So if you have any questions in the future, again, you can always reach out to me. Otherwise, look out for your client interview today, okay?
Awesome. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Jess. John, I don't know why I always said my name. Sorry.
No, we're good.
Yeah, thanks, John. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. All right, bye.